Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Styles and Romance on US 99.
I feel like we're really helping out the US 99 listeners. They drop us an email, they tell us their problem, and then, hey, we get to the bottom of it. And this morning on our Styles and Romance, we get the pleasure of talking to Melissa. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're good. You had a first date with Jimmy, and we'd love to hear how that went for you.
Well, I thought it went really well. We went to a couple places before we went out to dinner, and everything was going great. But once we got to dinner, everything kind of changed. He stopped talking. He hardly looked at me, and I can't even get him on the phone now.
So you guys went to a couple places. Where did you go before you had your first dinner?
We went to a couple different places for drinks.
Okay, cool. So that was great, but the dinner part of it got a little weird?
Yeah.
And the conversation was good during the drinks and conversation on the phone beforehand. What do you think happened at dinner?
I really have no clue. We were talking even at dinner when we first got there, and then once the food came, I don't know.
All right, so the food comes, Jimmy takes a left turn. Let's find out exactly why that left turn happened. Jimmy's coming up next on our Styles and Romance on US 99.
Styles and Romance on US 99.
Good morning, it's our Styles and Romance. A few minutes ago, you heard from Melissa, who explained the day was going great with Jimmy. Drinks were cool. Half the dinner was cool until the food came, and then Jimmy took a turn for the worse. We have Jimmy on the phone right now. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going all right. So talk to us about your first date with Melissa. We heard that you guys had a few drinks before you actually went to dinner. How did the drinks go?
Drinks were awesome, man. I mean, we had good chemistry. We met online, so you never know. It's sort of a crapshoot, but yeah, everything, she matched her profile picture. You know, she's really funny, which was awesome. We have a lot of same interests, so everything was great at the drink section.
This sounds awesome. So everyone's dying to know what happened from drinks to dinner to make this all get weird.
I don't know if this is just me, but like, I get pretty grossed out when somebody is just a sort of gross eater. And the way that Melissa chewed her food was, I mean, it was like primitive.
Wow.
It was disgusting. She chewed and then she spoke with her mouth open and she ordered chicken salad, which you can imagine, it's just like mayonnaise got into the corners of her mouth. It was disgusting.
I don't want to stop you right here, but do you think at any point during the dinner, since it seemed like you were having a really good time with Melissa, did you think, or would it be kind of just awkward because it's a first date, did you want to say, hey, can you chew with your mouth closed, please?
Dude, I mean, I don't think that would be an appropriate thing to say. And plus, she's an adult. If she doesn't know that by this point, you know, I don't need to be instructing her in that. But it was pretty nasty.
All right, so why not give her a reason after the date, like why you're not calling her back or texting her back? Why leave her hanging?
I mean, if you can tell me how to gently and diplomatically say to somebody, you eat like a disgusting person, like, I mean,
wow.
I mean, I'm being harsh here, but she's a really lovely person, but that was just, I couldn't imagine having subsequent meals with her and observing that again. It was just too nasty.
Yeah, I'm going to take the high road here and maybe say that she was a little bit nervous, but surprise, Jimmy, we have Melissa on the phone right now. She actually reached out to us and she was wondering why she hasn't heard back from you. So Melissa, you just heard what Jimmy had to say. Now, what do you want to say to that?
I really don't know what to say. I'm really, like, that was pretty harsh. I'm horrified.
So listen, honestly, Melissa, if I had known that you were hearing that, I probably wouldn't have been that harsh, and so I apologize for that. But here's the deal, like, you were laughing with your mouth wide open, and your mouth was full of food. And with all due respect, come on now, like, it's your first date. It's one of those things. I mean, when I'm on a first date, you know, I'm making sure that my manners, that everything is, like, shipshape, and this was just not the case.
No, Melissa, really fast. Are you aware of these kind of things, or this is a total shock to you? You had no idea that your eating may have been a little messy, maybe.
No, I didn't have any idea. I mean, we'd had like 4 drinks before even getting there, and I hadn't eaten yet, so maybe that had something to do with it. A little too much tequila.
What do you think about that, Jimmy? She's blaming it on the alcohol.
Yeah, entirely possible. Like I said, we had good chemistry at the drinks and everything was going really well, but it just got to the point where it was distracting.
Okay, now hold on a second. All right, here we go. Jimmy, you told Melissa the problem. Melissa now is aware of the problem. If Melissa, and I hate to say this, if she promises to chew with her mouth closed, would you guys, both of you, want to do a second date?
Jimmy first.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And again, I'm sorry that I was harsh, but I would be happy to go out with you again. You seem like a really cool man, and I would be more than happy to take you out.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate
Melissa,
that.
Hearing everything you heard this morning, do you want to go out with Jimmy again?
No way.
Why no? Why not?
You could have said something at dinner, but aside from that, you just ghost afterwards. I don't like that. No.
Sorry, Jimmy.
Well, I didn't see this coming at all, Jimmy. Man, we're sorry, dude.
Hey, I mean, I was fine without going on a second date, so it's no loss for me.
Styles and Romance on US 99.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.